Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
With the advent of nanotechnology and nanomaterials, the International Standards Organization is taking the unprecedented step of creating standards before the nanoproducts or materials even exist. This is to avoid a repeat of developing negative perceptions around nanotechnology the way they arose around the introduction of biotechnology. Dr. Clive Willis convenes the International Working Group for Terminology and Nomenclature for ISO Technical Committee number 229.
There is agreement around the world that this time on nanotechnology, because nanotechnology is going to be so pervasive in the industrial economy of the world, the need to be clear, the need to be secure, and the need to manage risk in this has to be as good as we can get. We need to put in place a transparent activity so that the general public, so that industries, so that governments, so that the scientists are comfortable that these aspects are being managed.
The first step in this process, says Dr. Clive Willis, is to standardize the definitions of individual nano terms to avoid confusion. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.